Hi everyone, this is English in the News. I'm Jian Lee. We are going to talk about a phrase, jump the gun, today. It has nothing to do with the real gun, and it has nothing to do with jumping. Jump the gun actually in English means to start something before it is permissible, appropriate, or advisable. The phrase alludes to starting to run in a foot race before the starting gun goes off.
这个片语的意思是枪还没有响你就偷跑了。它原先来自赛跑，你抢先偷跑，在信号枪声响之前就跑了。所以有的时候也翻译成操之过急。
We have two examples here. First one, Henry jumped the gun and sent the manuscripts to the printer before boss approved them.
Henry 这个人他太急了，他把手稿 manuscript 是手稿还没有得到老板的准许或者还没有得到老板的批准就直接送出去复印了。所以说他 jumped the gun, 信号声还没响他就率先跑出去了。
Number two, how about going out to celebrate?The answer is, well, I haven't really got the job, so let's not jump the gun.
这是一个简短的对话。A 说 How about going out to celebrate? 出去庆祝一下怎么样？显然是有好消息。那 B 回答
Well, I haven't really got the job. 我其实还没有真的拿到这个工作，也许还没有正式发表。
所以他讲，我们不要现在就跑出去庆祝。So let's not jump the gun.但不要操之过急了，等到真的拿到 offer 再说。
Now, how is this used in English news? Let's take a look. The first one is from NBC News, and it's a December story, a December 2017 story. Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday warned against jumping the gun in pursuing impeachment charges against President Donald Trump and maintained that any potential proceedings should not be partisan.I think there's a process that has to be followed, the Vermont Independent said on NBC's Meet the Press, urging Democrats to wait for special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation on Russian attempts to interfere in the 2016 election to play out before starting any kind of formal impeachment process.
这里是在讲美国的民主党有点磨刀霍霍的意味，想急着要弹劾川普总统。这个 Senator 他曾经跟 Hillary Clinton 一起竞选民主党总统提名人的这一位参议员 Bernie Sanders, 他是一个 independent, 意思是他并不属于共和党或者是民主党，他是一个独立候选人，他是一个独立的参议员。他这个联邦参议员 Bernie Sanders 说大家不要这样子急急忙忙的就希望能够弹劾川普总统。他说遵守程序应该是不分党派的 should not be partisan. Partisan 是政党的一个形容词。那他这个程序应该不分党派哦，不要是因为川普是共和党的，所以民主党就一副不想理会既有的规定，忙着想要来弹劾总统。Bernie Sanders 也继续说 I think there's a process that has to be followed.
这个正当程序还是应该要 follow. Follow 就是要遵守，就我们还是应该要遵守程序。
那这位 Vermont 的 Senator, 就这独立派的 Senator, 他是在上电视的时候这样子讲，他向民主党人呼吁要等着这个 Robert Mueller, 他正在进行调查，对于俄国在2016年美国总统大选的时候他干扰或是干预美国大选Robert Mueller 正在针对这件事情做调查，所以 Bernie Sanders 说在调查结果揭晓之前大家不应该操之过急就有茫茫的想要来把这个川普拉下台。
Okay, the secondNews story is from, well, actually this month, and it's from the AP in Australia. It says here, in a separate incident, some criticism was directed to at least one Liberal candidate who jumped the gun, putting up posters early on Friday, several hours before the allowed time.Liberal leader Stephen Marshall dismissed that as just the action of a couple of over-enthusiastic volunteers. They shouldn't have done that. There are rules and they should be abided by, he said. Hundreds of posters will be put out by most candidates ahead of the March 17 poll, with some considering them a short-term blight on the landscape. However, a recent bid in the South Australian Parliament to ban or limit their use failed to garner much support.
这个对我们、在台湾的人来讲应该是相当熟悉的、这个是在 南澳大利亚今这个月正在进行的选举，他们3月17号要投票，它是个国会选举。那在选举的时候就会有很多的海报或者各种标语在到处都冒出来。这里面的这个提到的这个 Liberal Candidate, Liberal 是澳大利亚的自由党。他这里面有一些候选人他们受到抨击，因为他们偷跑了在规定可以开放让大家贴竞选海报的时间之前好几个小时，他们就已经把海报张贴出去了。那自由党的党魁 他很轻描淡写，他把这件事情他不当一回事，他说这不过是两个、过于热心的这个志愿工作人员做的这件事情而已，他们不应该这样子啊，他们应该要遵守规定的。但是呢，这篇报道的下一段又讲说，在竞选期间，就是从现在开始到3月17号之间，会有数以百计的竞选海报会冒出来，会在街头挂出来。有很多人会觉得，哇，这个实在是破坏了市容，破坏了街道的景观。但是呢，这个南澳大利亚的国会曾经有试着要禁止或者是限制这些海报的数量，其实都并没有成功了。Now that's how the phrase jump the gun is used in English news. Thank you very much for tuning in to ICRT's podcast. You can also find photos and scripts both in English and Chinese in our website. It's under the section news and we have news blog.And so you can find those materials in our news blog. This is English in the News. I'm Jiang Lee.